Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have four very special guests in studio. They're all involved with Girl Scouts, and we're not talking about cookies today. We're talking about some other necessities, and we have our own Lenny Rowe with them right in the other studio to talk about a necessities co-op. Lenny, tell me about this interesting story and this wonderful scouting group that came in today.
Yes, thank you, Christine. I'm here with Braintree Girl Scout Troop 62286, and with us here, Riley McLaughlin, a cadet Girl Scout, Sophie Pradon, a Girl Scout cadet, Nicole McLaughlin, troop leader here, and Chris Levins, also troop leader and community outreach coordinator. Now, Riley, this seems like an incredible project. What made you want to start this? And so this is a necessities co-op. It's a pantry that people can stop by. How does it work?
Yes. So over the years, we've donated to a lot of food pantries, and we realized that a lot of the items that people need other than food are not easily available. And when we started working to find out what we want to do for our silver award, we thought of this and seemed like a very good idea. It's a take what you need, give what you can is the motto. So anytime anyone needs anything, they can stop by. But if anyone has anything to give, they can do that as well.
And Sophie, I understand throughout the summer, this was a long-term project that you've been working on, but it seems like you're hoping to have a lasting impact with this project as well.
Yes.
So what's your favorite part about being in the Girl Scouts?
Honestly, mostly just almost everything.
It seems like you meet a lot of cool people with the Girl Scouts too, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. So, Riley, I understand too, like, this was a lot of work. How did you build this this pantry?
So we built it out of scrap materials our families already had, mostly from when Crystal's house got redone. We used the extra materials to build the entire thing, and our construction person, Jim, he taught us how to use a bunch of the different tools and how to put everything together.
And something like this too, you know, it's non-food items. Why the purpose of non-food items? Was there some sort of reason behind that?
A lot of federal aid programs do not have the non-food items that people need on a day-to-day basis, like different types of body care products and feminine hygiene products and baby care products and that type of thing.
And Crystal, as a community outreach coordinator, what's the importance of the Girl Scouts getting involved in the community and seeing projects like this?
On the South Shore, we don't see poverty in the same sense that you do in some of the cities. It's better hidden in a lot of neighborhoods where it might be more crowded housing situations and rooming houses. And the area that we've chosen for this is a low-income neighborhood. It's one of Braintree's lowest-income neighborhoods. And we targeted this area on purpose to make sure that it was accessible to the community, and especially to those who may need these types of items. And it's also on public transit. So teaching the girls about community and income and resources that we have and resources we lack was, it was just very educational for the kids.
And Riley, you mentioned earlier that you wanted this to be a lasting project so that future troops can kind of maintain this pantry as well.
Yes. So part of the Silver Award is creating a long-term, lasting, helpful impact. So our goal is to help as many of the most vulnerable people in the area as possible and eventually pass it down to a younger troop to continue the project.
And Sophie, you have a ribbon-cutting ceremony coming up for this pantry as well. You must be excited to finally launch this this pantry.
Yes, I am.
And so for Riley, it just seems like, so how do people find out more? Can people donate for this?
Yes, you're always welcome to donate. We have a Instagram and a Facebook account. The username is the Necessities Co-op, and we have a Amazon wish list and a Target wish list. And if you get anything from those, it'll get shipped directly to the pantry. And if you are in or near Braintree, you're always welcome to drop by and put stuff in or buy the box for us to put in.
And Nicole, for this ribbon cutting ceremony, so it's on Sunday. How can people find out more about the event?
The event is at 3 o'clock on Hall Avenue in Braintree. There's local parking available at a municipal lot and at South Shore Bank just next door to the street because it is quite a small, tight street. But they can, again, go onto the Instagram page where all of the details are and see everything that's going on.
All right, and I'm here with Braintree Girl Scout Troop 62286. They're launching a special necessities co-op in Braintree on Sunday at 3 p.m. Hall Avenue. Christine, back to you.
Oh, thank you very much, and what a great honor. And as a former scout, Radnor, Pennsylvania Troop 1478, we salute you. We'll be back with traffic right after this.